Hey guys, how y'all doing? Once again, this is Ladarius Thomas, aka Coach T, and I'm in the building to bring you guys another motivational message from Fuel Life Coaching. So guys, as you all know, those of you that follow me on social media or maybe friends or family of me, you guys understand that I just turned the big 3-0. Yep, May 3rd, woo-woo, born May 3rd, 1988, and in celebration of that, I decided I was going to climb a mountain. So I did. We went to Boone, North Carolina, and packed up and went up the mountain, and it was just beautiful, beautiful. The most amazing thing, one of the most amazing things I've ever seen on this planet. And it was just a huge, beautiful, but very steep and very, had a lot of different forms of terrain and pretty difficult to navigate once you got off the pathway. If you kind of were a rebel and did your own thing, it was pretty hard to navigate, which is what we did. But we were taking it easy, just slowly walking around place to place on the mountain. After having our good time and taking in the energy and seeing all of the beauty that the mountain had to offer, we decided it was time to go. We were going to descend back down the mountain, pack up the car and leave. While descending, guys, I see a young man, African-American man. I'm gonna paint a picture for you. African-American, maybe 6'3", 6'4", 240, 250 pounds, solid muscle. And he's grimacing and he's fighting, but nonetheless, he's running up this mountain. Remember, very steep mountain, guys. And he's running up it with a 40-pound weighted vest on his back. So, I mean, this guy's playing no games. And the look on his face said, "I'm not taking no for an answer." I had to stop. I stopped my car as I'm just rolling down the mountain. This guy's running up. And I said, "Son, what are you doing? Why are you running up this mountain?" And he politely said, "Sir, the season is right around the corner. I can't let my team down. So if I got to climb 100 of these mountains, that's just what I got to do because the season's fast approaching and I can't let the team down." So you play football, son? He said, "Yes, sir." So, you know, whatever I have to do to help my team progress, whatever I have to do to help my team reach the pinnacle, whatever I have to do to help my team reach their dream, that's just what I'm going to do, sir. And the way this young man spoke so quietly, so elegantly, but with so much conviction, it spoke to my spirit. It woke me up. It fired me up. And it just reminded me of the reason that I do the things that I do. I know that if I can just endure a little bit longer, a little bit more pain, a little bit more stress, a little bit more time in this uncomfortable zone, that the team around me will be able to reap huge benefits from it. And that's what we have to be, guys. We have to channel this young man in our day-to-day life and say, "If I can just hold on a little bit longer, if I can go a little bit further, the team can eat amazing. The team can be successful. The team can see the world. The team can live their dream every day of their life." And it moved me, guys. It moved me spiritually, guys. And I challenge you from this day forward, guys, I challenge you to not act for yourself, but act for the team. Act for the team. No more being selfish. You grind for the team. This is LD, aka Coach T. I love you guys. Careful of the ear what you hear. Careful of the mouth what you speak. Careful of the eye what you see. Love somebody, hug somebody, change somebody's life so you can help me change the world. I'm out.